You know, I wasn't really sure what to think about this thing, but we done started it now, so friends.
Friends, family, Coop enjoyers, welcome back to another iteration of the Coop podcast, starring your three very sexy, very humble males.
What's up?
We'll be hosting the podcast once again.
Glad to be back.
So the biggest change that we're doing here is instead of, you know, kind of morphing into different topics, you know, doing these little merges, right? We have them in a bucket now in the Nashville Sounds helmet.
Shout out Sounds.
Right?
Shout
yeah,
out
shout
Sounds.
Out Sounds.
Sponsor me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Give me that money. Give me that baseball money.
Random.
So yeah, we wrote out a good amount of them. So we're just going to go ahead and just start rumbling through them. So what you got?
Let's get it. Let me see here.
Yeah, we should probably start with something lighter, honestly. Yeah. Something casual, you know. Nothing too crazy.
Well, fuck that. Are humans inherently evil?
Oh, okay.
No fucking way.
Wow.
No way that was the first one. That's the one I wanted to start off with anyway. But they're like, no, we're doing the hat. And I was like, all right, bad.
That's so crazy. Okay.
It's crazy. Let's get it.
Well, you picked it, Nick. What do you think?
I don't think humans are inherently evil. I think humans are inherently selfish, and sometimes that causes them to act in evil manner.
Okay.
But I don't think that they're inherently evil. They're just looking out for themselves. So some people like look out for themselves, but it's at the expense of other people.
Yeah.
That's evil. But some people look out for themselves in just like a protective manner. Like, I don't think it's evil.
Sure.
I don't think you're inherently evil for that.
Okay. What do you define as evil? Well, let's set some ground rules here.
I was just about to say that. I feel like being selfish is evil.
Let's look at that definition.
Cool, looking up the definition of evil. What do you think it is? That's okay. What do I think it is? It's any action or, you know, anything that involves doing something that is not for the benefit of some amount of people that would cause overall more bad than good. That's an evil action.
The definition of evil, to be evil. Profoundly immoral and wicked.
Okay, so I was somewhat along the lines there of being immoral, for sure. Okay, interesting. What do you think, Juan?
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
All right. So, I have, like, layers to this.
Okay.
I feel like if you put me, not even me, all right? I think I'm perfect and an angel, and I'm the best
thing
to ever happen to Earth. But if you put a person in a small group, like if it's a 1v2, or like not even 1v2, like you're two people stranded in an island.
Okay.
I think people will be very nice to each other. I think you will collaborate and say, how can we get out of this together? You'll be worried. Have you eaten? Like, I got this coconut, single coconut. We haven't eaten. I'm sharing that coconut, right?
Until the food runs out.
It's different. That's survival instincts. But in a scenario like that, but now you put it in, like, a big scale.
Sure.
Put people in a group of, like, let's say a city.
Sure.
100,000 people in population. That's when the selfishness comes in. I think that's when people start thinking, like, well, I mean, I'm taking only against one person. In the grand scheme of things, that's like lower than 1%. Bop, bop, bop. Now you don't care as much. I think as soon as it becomes a group big enough to where it's no longer the relationships you have with everyone is no longer personable, that's when the evil, the greed, the me mentality. Because you start thinking, I think it comes from self-doubt. If I don't do this, they're going to take it from me because they're not going to care about me either. So, like, the fear of being cut out drives you to cut other people off, if that makes sense. Like, from resources, from money, from fame, from events, from everything.
That's an interesting take.
So, if you do it like small scale, I think we are very good, have good intentions, we care about other people, we want to help. Large scale, that's when the greed takes over. But I guess that comes from opportunity.
Yeah.
When it's just 1v1, there's no reason...
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I was just gonna kind of ask. Do you think being overly rich is evil? Just to kind of build onto your point of what you're saying about you know, how people will take advantage of different economic opportunities to, you know, make themselves that much more money?
I feel like it depends.
So I think that's where we have been brainwashed as a society,
right,
and thinking we should and need certain things.
Yeah.
Realistically speaking, I don't need $1 million, but I want it so damn bad.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what I'm
almost
saying?
Like it's almost like a need now.
It's like a need. My desire to become so financially stable and wealthy and be able to not even like consider things with dollar signs no more.
Sure.
I want, I have, I need, I got, rather than I need to adjust, I need to like budget this, blah, blah, blah. I think that's when money becomes evil. Because
okay,
then realistically speaking, if you have enough to eat, everything else you don't need. You got enough to put a head, roof over your head, you're good to go. You got clothes, good. You don't need 50 pairs of shirts.
Yeah.
Realistically speaking, you only need one. Two, three, sufficient. But we want more and like this, that, you want new shoes. I think it's, we have been brainwashed to think that it's no longer evil. But when you look at like the core components of it, I think it does root from evilness. Like,
sure.
It's just that greed, that desire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, it depends on, I feel like it's more situational, like on the financial aspect of it. Because there's people who made a lot of money, but they did a lot of good.
True.
So is it fair to say that that person's evil? No. But then there's a lot of people out there who also made a lot of money off a lot of bad things. Those people are, I think it's just, it depends on like which person you're talking about. I think it can, but I don't think it overall does.
Okay. Yeah, I was just more so picking into your argument a little bit. Just wanted to see how you react from this part. But yeah, I feel like y'all defended it pretty well for sure.
Feeding off what Nick just said. I mean,
yeah,
there's some people that do good with all the riches that they make.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of charities. Da, da, da. I can tell you as an accountant, a lot of it comes into like tax breaks and making your money stay longer. But if you have such a great product that, let's say it's a life-changing product, it can change the lifestyle and conditions for everyone for the better. Why are you making money off of that? What is the reason?
Yeah.
Beyond paying your employees, your management, your overhead, whatever it takes to get the product out.
Sure.
Beyond making like now making a profit off of that. Why?
Yeah, it's not always a bad thing.
Oh, it's not. It's, I wouldn't say it's a, like, it's not a bad thing, but at the same time, there's no need for it if you're really trying to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like money is kind of. That being said, I want to check. Like,
in a way, but there's also this like
that bad.
There's also that misconception out there, kind of, that like everybody who makes a lot of money, it just has a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
Like just loose money, like cash flow.
Like,
it's not tied.
Yeah, like a lot of athletes, they go to the NBA, they get a bag, and they go buy cars, clothes, jewelry. They're making money, and they have to keep up with their spending habits. They're not even like keeping anything. It's just like constant cycle. I get paid, I pay. I get paid, I pay.
Yeah, look at MC Hammer.
But then you look at guys like Paul Walker, made a lot of money in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Mm-hmm.
He did keep a lot of money, but the money he did spend was also for, he did a lot of philanthropic work like overseas in like third world countries. So it's kind of like, okay, you're also doing a lot of good. It's okay to keep a little bit too, to keep up with your lifestyle and your appearances. You can't just like take everything you make and just push it out. I mean, you could, but it's not realistic.
No, I agree with you, but I think it's because we've been brainwashed to believe in that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the desire to have money, to have that cash flow, to have that lifestyle has been like implemented into us.
Well, I guess it's my turn for the most part here.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no sharing your opinion.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, I'm gonna attack this subject from more like a philosophical kind of perspective. Okay. So, I think that if there's any amount of a resource, if there's a fixed amount of a resource, right, that's going to cause any kind of social being to be somewhat greedy to some extent. Because you're out of 100 people, you're going to find that 99 of those people are probably going to be, you know, somewhat greedy, and they're going to want some more of something from someone else, right? Can we kind of agree on that?
Yeah, that's okay. Fair.
So, since there is a fixed amount of resources on this planet, as of right now, because of that, we're going to automatically be trying to get one up on each other for the most part, right?
Yeah.
So, that's kind of where I think we'll always be greedy, but we may not show it as easily as some other people, okay? And it helps that, you know, we're in a, you know, very developed society compared to, you know, some other places where, you know, it's just... No, funnily enough, I bet those places are probably less likely to be inherently evil because they're kind of like, you know, they're just striving to survive. We're striving to thrive here. So that's kind of the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So any place where there's a fixed amount of resources, I feel like humans will automatically try to be screwing each other over no matter what.
That's fair.
Feel free to disagree. But until we have infinite amount of whatever we want, we're going to be trying to screw each other over to try to get more from someone else. Or than someone else, excuse me.
I think some people, yes, but not everybody.
No, sure, not everybody.
I think the overall population, though, like, if it's going to be...
If it's beneficial to me, I'll do it.
Yeah, like, it's... But also, I still go back to my statement of, like, large scale, small scale. Small group, I'm not, like... I feel like people are going to be more generous, more considerate.
Sure.
Because it's more like, I know you.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you are not going to die or suffer on my watch. Because I know you. I care for you.
Yeah.
I don't know you. You could die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here, I'll give you...
You could die.
Yeah, I'll give you a scenario. So, let's say, you know, it's me, you, and Nick on a plane, okay?
Someone knocked on the door?
Yeah.
Go ahead, continue talking.
Yeah. So, it's me, you, and Nick on a plane, okay? So, there are two parachutes. Okay. Who is it? Who's at the door?
Who?
Uncle Ethan.
Oh, it's Ethan. All right, cool. What's up, Ethan?
Uncle Ethan, welcome to the podcast.
You can go upstairs for
or you can, or you can...
Yeah.
What's up, gang?
Hey.
What's up, gang?
How did he...
Come on, come down here. We'll,
yeah,
hey, quick,
so
we'll get you on a mic. Come on.
Who's a mid?
Oh.
We really do need to get us an extra mic.
Yeah, we do.
Just
yeah.
to, like, throw someone
just
on.
Just for fun.
Yeah. It's just shits and giggles.
But
yeah,
I'll go back
to
my scenario. So let's say we're on an airplane and it's going down, okay? And then there's only two parachutes. Okay? So what's going to happen if it's us three on the plane and then there's
two parachutes?
Sheesh. Somebody's going to get screwed over.
Okay.
And it's going to be bad.
It's okay.
Easy, bro. Go ahead. I'll let you do it. I got my easy scenario.
Yeah.
I don't even think
A question, and it's before I answer.
Sure.
Is it... We have two, and only two people can get off the plane. Is it? There's three people on the plane. Two
Correct.
People can get off. One's guaranteed to die.
Correct.
That's
yes,
okay.
That's the scenario. Yeah. No sharing parachutes. No.
Oh,
that, all right.
Oh.
So that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
So that so
I was
two have to
sharing asses gripping the fuck out of one. Right. Come here.
This is hypothetical, though. Obviously.
Are you asking who we would get rid of?
No, I'm not asking who. We would get rid of. I'm giving an example of
what would happen.
There's a fixed amount of resources, right?
Yeah.
And there's too many people to allow us to, you know, continue to operate.
Yeah.
So
to a
somebody
standpoint.
Is going to die because
yeah.
the two decided, which is a horrible decision to make, first
yeah.
off. It's a must decision. But the only way I know that it's inherently evil is because I guarantee all three of us aren't going to say, all right,
What's
we're all going to die in the plane.
Yeah.
We're all going to die in the plane crash.
But yeah, somebody's
going to
live.
Two of us are going to get those parachutes and we're hopping off the plane and somebody's going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's circle of life. No,
inherently evil.
I would
exactly.
say, no, because it comes to a logic standpoint.
Why
would we all die? It's not evil of me to say I want to continue
it's
living. But that doesn't necessarily
no,
mean
it's selfish
it's
to
selfish.
Say that I'm the one getting the parachute. That is selfish.
Correct.
I feel like if it's coming to a debate like, hey, what are we going to, like, who's going to, how are we going to decide who gets to get off and, like, be, I guess, saved and rescued?
You can pick straws. You can do anything.
I mean, like, and become selfish when you no longer want to consider yourself an option. But if you do, like, pick straws, like, hey, I love all you guys. I want to live. I know you want to live. We all want to live. The fairest thing to do is, boom, 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 we draw straws, or we, like, throw three marbles and two of them the same color, whatever. Like, pick straws, whatever the fuck you want to do, but it's, like, equal.
Yeah.
And you're okay with that? That's no longer evil. That's just, hey, man, we roll the dice. We, like,
wait, would y'all be okay with picking straws like that?
Yeah.
In a scenario like that?
If it's us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell no, I'm grabbing a shoe. I'll see y'all later. I'll see you at the bottom.
Yeah.
One way or the other way.
I knew he would say that.
I think it wouldn't, like, hit me until...
It happened, until you jumped out.
Right.
No, I think it would be like, if let's say I was not, I picked the short straw.
Sure.
I see you guys putting them on. All right, man, I love you. Boom, boom. Tears are running down now. Like, yeah. Y'all about to jump.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's after the first one jumps and the second one's, like, right there, about to jump, and I'm like, damn, I'm dead. I think that's when I could just snatch it from this moment.
Exactly.
But it's at the last possible.
Yeah, it's like, it would be the, like, that's when my survival instinct, like, dude, what are you doing? That's like another side of my brain, if that makes sense.
That that brings to another point, though, because that's the fear.
Sure.
So the
fear comes in.
Yeah, so, like, that's the evil thing for me, is fear. Not necessarily even, but that emotion.
Yeah.
Fear is evil. When you are scared, you will do anything you can to get out of that situation.
Correct.
Yeah, even if it's the expense of everybody else.
Great. So. Yep. So, and I just wanted to toss us in the scenario because it'd be funny to talk about. But if you were to put 10 average people in there that didn't really know each other.
Oh, yeah. If I don't know
it's
you.
It's over, bro.
Oh, yeah. If I don't
know killing you. Each other for the nine parachutes.
Well,
somebody's
going to
die before they get crash in the plane.
Yeah.
3 people, 2 people, 50 people. If I'm on that plane, and you're standing in front of me from me surviving, who's going to take it from? That's what I'm going to tell. Who going to take it from?
Exactly.
If I'm bigger than you, get out of my way. Don't even think about it. You can die on the plane or me throwing you off the plane.
See, that's that's where, for me, like, I don't necessarily have the build to be, like, I guess a scary person, but you just got to be, like,
Unless it's a 5-year-old.
You gotta be smart. You have to navigate your way. You have to sell
your way.
You're gonna
pull the 5-year-old out of the parachute.
Yeah, bro. I'm pulling the 5-year-old.
Bro, that's evil, bro.
The chance of the 5-year-old making it to the ground without being...
This hypothetical, of course.
Yeah.
Also, it's like, you can't even pull the string, bro.
Yeah.
So it's a midget parachute, okay? I don't know what to tell you.
I'm still taking this.
It's not even that, but, like, do they know how to, like, hey, I got to pull this at a certain time, blah, 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 blah. Or once I'm flying in the freaking...
Brother probably did a battlefield or something. 5-year-olds be playing all kinds of games nowadays.
No,
I don't know what you want me to say.
No, hey, here's a way
This is hypothetical, okay? That's the main reason I brought this up.
Here's a way you can think about it, all right? For me, I'm going to be smart. While they're all fighting for, like, all these parachutes, I'm going to be logical. Hey... Give me a parachute. I'm going to jump right now. We're so high up in the air that I can get down, get in contact with somebody, and maybe we can figure out some sort of landing.
So you going to lie?
Yes.
You going to lie. That's evil, bro.
Well, no, I'll still try. Hey, if I get down there, I'll call somebody and try to fix it. But, like, if there's no guarantee. Now I'm taken out of the scenario. Now say you have 5 people with 4 parachutes. Now there's 4 people, 3 parachutes. I'm out of the scenario.
You lied, bro.
I'm still gonna try. I'm gonna try and help. I'm gonna get to the ground as fast as I can, and then call somebody. And I'm not gonna try and help, but I'm probably not going to. I'll try.
So, once again, if we weren't evil inherently, we would all say, "All right, nobody gets to live." So
no, I don't think that's. I don't think that's like the most not evil scenario.
What would be the most not evil scenario?
We just broke it down. Like, taking away life, that's evil.
No, because you're all valuing each other's lives equally, right? And so
Yeah, you're choosing to take everyone's life.
No, it's a collective decision, though. It's a collective decision to be selfless, and then you crash altogether.
Yeah, but it's
best scenario, or that's the least evil scenario. But humans aren't going to do that. Because we're...
Because of fear.
Exactly.
Fear is evil.
Well, sure. To an extent, yeah. We're inherently evil.
I still think the least evil is picking straws.
Yeah. If you do it the fair way.
And do it, be it fair. Because, like, if you think the most selfless thing to do is we all die together.
Yeah.
That's not selfless.
Why?
Because they're saying, if one of us doesn't get to live, none of us get to live. you're taking it from someone else because there's an opportunity, there's a chance that it's you that doesn't need to pick it.
Yeah.
Being selfless, saying, if I pick the short straw, mm-hmm. I'm putting the backpack on you and telling you to jump. That's selfless. You won. I lost.
Yeah, there's no...
Oh, well, okay, I see what you're saying. That if you did it in a way that would be completely random, okay, like, you know,
that's what we said.
I know. Yeah. it took me a second to process it, but yeah, I definitely agree. All right. All new topic.
Yeah, new topic. Let's hit the hat. Yeah, let's see what we got this time.
Hit the helmet. Hit the helmet. Let's see.
Ooh, something a little bit lighter than evil and
lighter.
Fear.
Like mayos, okay.
Best video game of all time.
Best video game of all time. Oh. That's a great question.
Ooh. I got a quick answer.
I wonder who wrote that. That's crazy.
Got a quick answer.
What is
answer.
It?
What you got?
Black Ops 2.
Two?
Facts, bro. Black Ops 2.
At least for our generation, what it did to our generation, it had us in a chokehold. Chokehold.
Yeah.
To this day, I have
that's
Black Ops 2.
That's a valid answer.
I feel like there might be some good PC games out there that might fall in this category, but for the average consumer, everybody uses consoles because it's an easier thing to learn.
Oh, you're assuming I'm just going to pick some random that y'all never heard of, I'm assuming.
That was my assumption, yes.
Okay. Well, it wasn't.
Black Ops 2, greatest game of all time. That's mine.
You're doing that one as well?
It's the greatest game of all time.
It's
I stand
dude.
By it.
I would hear
I
what
can
you
turn it
say.
On to this day and know exactly what I'm doing and enjoy every minute.
Yeah.
I saw the intro to it the other day and I was like, yo, that's the best intro I've ever seen to a game. Like the storyline. You can do it with the story mode or like just like single player, multiplayer. Every part of that game is good. Okay. Greatest game.
What you got? Okay, I want to hear what you say.
I don't know.
Some
dumb shit.
No,
I'm going to
break it down.
Dumb shit? Fuck you. yeah, okay. I'm not sure if y'all ever played it. All right, I'm going to say Halo Reach.
Ooh.
Y'all play Halo Reach?
I've played it, but I played it on like a friend's console. Like I never owned it, so I didn't get the right experience.
Okay.
But I know it's a good game.
I was in Pro, so I didn't have Xbox.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I was actually very broke. But,
You ever played Halo Reach?
I don't think I have. I may have, but like it was like one or two like sessions like at my friend's house or something.
That's fair. So I'll just go through. I play both, obviously. Black Ops 2. I did like Black Ops 2. I enjoyed Modern Warfare 2 better. I'm not gonna say a lie, y'all. I did.
Okay.
Because
still a good game.
Yeah. I know the relevance of Black Ops 2, and I played that shit ton too. But I felt like the overall aura and story of Halo Reach was a lot better. I don't remember the Black Ops 2 story. I'm not going to say you're lying about it. I don't remember the Black Ops 1 story, to be fair. I remember all the Modern Warfare stories, though. It was obviously a different set of characters for the Black Ops, you know, kind of campaign. But the Halo Reach story was just... It was from a different perspective from, like, the usual... Like Halo, you know, 1 through 3, where, you know, Master Chief just goes around and kicks ass the whole time, right? It was from a perspective of, hey, we're losing this war against the Covenant. Like, Reach has fallen. Like, we're losing the war. Like, that's not a perspective that's really covered in the Halo games, which I thought was super unique. And as you go through the campaign, I'll explain the campaign in just kind of a super fast way. So there's 6 nobles, right, who are Spartans, okay? Do you know Spartan is from Halo?
Brother, I didn't play Halo.
Okay, well, y'all are racist, obviously.
I know Captain Price.
I'm just kidding. Okay, Captain Price, yeah, okay. But, yeah. That's from Modern Warfare, though. That's not from Black Ops. Is it?
Brother.
Price is definitely from Modern Warfare. Yeah.
No way.
Alright,
so I'm biased because I
look it up.
I didn't play
look
story mode for most games.
Okay.
I was more of a multiplayer, online, like... The gaming experience when it came to like multiplayer.
Price was definitely from the Modern Warfare series.
All right, well let me ask you this.
Sure.
What is the criteria?
Criteria?
Are you judging it? Because like I said, I just
silly.
Said
I
don't play. I
told you.
I don't play
you're
story
right.
mode.
Okay. Yeah.
So are you judging it from the criteria of like how good the game story development was and the gameplay attached with it? Or
I was gonna go through each category, but yeah, I'm glad y'all didn't let me because I could have talked about this for an hour. I'm not
okay. Yeah, we don't have that type of time.
I'll summarize for you. It's a different perspective in the campaign, which is super cool. Your whole squad dies by the end of the game, sorry, we haven't played before, but I just totally spoiled the story. Anyway, everybody dies. And then the multiplayer was, it added a new element to the multiplayer, where in Halo, in the first three Halos, there wasn't these like little power-ups, right? But in this one, it added sprint, it added a jetpack, it added it added a whole new set of weapons, first off, which was super awesome. It had a whole Forge mode. Forge is basically you create your own game modes within it. Like, you make maps, and you can add new game modes and different things like that. You basically make games. It's super cool.
So, like, Fortnite
creative
mode,
yeah.
Or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
Or you say GTA. You have that creative mode of GTA, too.
Do
you? Yeah. You can go on there, like, create.
No. There's not a creative mode.
Yes, there is. I swear to God.
No. Unless you're playing, like...
No, I swear. You can, like, you can go and you can make, like, a racetrack. Like, you can, like, go
to certain... Oh, yeah, you're right. Stuff. You're right. Yeah, that... Okay, that's for, like, the little custom multiplayer games. I forgot about that. Yeah. No, Forge is like that, but on steroids.
Okay.
Like, you can literally, like, sit there and play Forge with your friends for hours, because they can all be on, like, the same, like, persistent map, and then y'all can, like, make bases and, like, attack each other and stuff. It's pretty cool. I remember more fondly playing that game than I do Black Ops 2. But I did enjoy Black Ops 2. I thought it was good. But I've always been more of like a Halo guy, honestly. But I do enjoy Call of Duty, though. Like I said, I love Modern Warfare 2. That's my favorite Call of Duty, for sure. Not the most recent Modern Warfare 2, but the OG.
I guess I'll explain why I picked Black Ops 2.
Sure.
Black Ops 2. For one, Black Ops 1 was the game that got me into, like, CODs.
Really?
Yeah, Black. Well, I'm sure I had this conversation with you guys, like, off air, but it was like,
sure.
how strict? No, it was during the religion conversation, right? Was that during the pod?
Yeah.
I don't
remember if you mentioned what video games you played.
Well, I didn't mention what video games I played, but I mentioned like how strict my household
sure.
was.
Yeah, we remember that. Mm-hmm.
So, I wasn't allowed to play shooting games and stuff like that. Black Ops 1 came out when I was living in Florida. And my friends played it. It got to the point where I was like borrowing the game from them. Like, hey, let me hold the disc.
Yeah.
I'll hold the disc for like a weekend. I'll get to play, blah, blah, blah. So that's what got me hooked.
Sure.
And then Black Ops 2 came out. That was the first time me and my brothers were able to like have a game, like a shooting game.
Okay.
We got it. I mean, that was a whole like dilemma in a fight, but that's, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you got the
game. But got the game, and I guess like, for one, the game is like, the gameplay is amazing. What it did to the community, that was like peak of, hey, you getting on when you get home? Like, all party chats going crazy. We got all the friends online. So, like, that was peak experience for me.
Okay.
And then, obviously, the gameplay was amazing. So, like, for me, it was just what it did to me, the experience I had, the memories it brought me with my friends.
Yeah.
That's what puts it in such a high tier.
Okay.
Like, this is going to sound crazy, but Fortnite's pretty up there. On the same scale for me, though, like experience, like memories it brought me.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Fortnite first dropped, that was like when everyone was like, hey, get on the game again. Like that's like when all that happened again for me. Because I'm not really a gamer like that.
I think what I'm learning from this conversation is I played a hell of a lot of games. That's all I got to say. I played a hell of a lot of games.
Yeah, I'm like, I just didn't play games like that. So.
I was playing Call of Duty since, like, I can remember, like, World at War. Like, the original Call of Duties, like,
sure.
Like the first thing you do when you load the game is, see, you throw a grenade. Right trigger, throw a grenade. Which is, like, crazy to think about how, like, advanced the games get. But, like, I started off Call of Duty. So, like, that's, like, the game I've rode, like, all my childhood.
Yeah.
And still, like, I still play, like, Warfare now and stuff, but...
That being said, Black Ops 2 Zombies?
Oh, yeah.
That shit was broken, bro. That was crack.
I think that's, like, there's a one summer I didn't even play multiplayer.
Yeah.
Like, all the friends would just get online, or we'd all, like, just do split screens.
Oh, come on, but Kino and 5 were better. Those were the better launching maps than Transit and whatever the hell the other one was. I mean, it was
for sure Kino and 5.
Yeah, I was not a fan of Transit.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't really either. It did add a cool like perspective where it's like, oh, I'm on the bus. Let me beat the shit out of the bus driver. than what it was
a different perspective, but like if I could choose like Transit or the OG, I'm going OG.
Yeah, you gotta go Kino.
Kino's elite. First time I played Five, I was a little scared because like when the big man, big scientist came,
he just pulled up, terrified me.
But Kino was fun though. Yeah. Kino, I had that shit till this day, have it memorized.
Nice.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. You know, they just fixed all the COD servers and all that stuff. Y'all hear about that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, since you know the deal went through, Microsoft officially bought Activision. Damn, you trying to cut me off or something with that?
No, I just wanted
to... Anyway, so I'll summarize it. Microsoft bought Activision officially. Yeah. It's like a couple days after the deal went through, they fixed all the Call of Duty servers. Like, you can go back and play Modern Warfare 2. You can go back and play Black Ops 2 right now.
I'm back.
All the servers are fixed.
Can I play it on my, like, you have to play it on an original console, or can I play it on...
Yeah, you can play it on your Xbox.
Whatever game you have, yeah.
Yeah. If it's on Game Pass, like, you download that shit, and you can play whatever COD you want. Yeah, I'm not even joking. They fixed all World at War. They fixed it.
That's dope. People trying to block that? Crazy.
I don't know.
We got the hat.
All right. Rummage.
Yeah, make some noise.
They don't want to hear me talk about video games anymore.
All right. And the lucky one is... Okay, who the fuck wrote this? Best rap duo from 2000s and onward.
Oh, that's a great question. I wonder who wrote that. All right, let's hear it.
Wasn't me.
Best rap duo? That's crazy. All right,
I was about to say a trio, but...
Huh?
Oh, Migos? Yeah, okay, that's fair.
But they're a trio.
Ooh, are we talking about, like, duos as in, like, they actually were, like, a group? Or are we talking about, like...
it could be just two rappers that are really good together.
All right, okay, I was going to say Drake and Rick Ross up there.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, I thought you were going to say Drake and Future, but Drake and Rick Ross...
I was about to bring up Drake and Future. That was a crazy... They're dope together. Drake and 21's up there. They're two, like, it might be recency bias.
Probably, a little bit. I take Drake and Rick Ross over Drake and 21.
Oh, yeah, no, I would too. Like, Drake and Rick Ross. They're crazy. What do you got? I'm trying to think. Like, I might be forgetting some.
Let's see. I was thinking Drake and Future. That's a really good one. You know, I wrote this one at the gym today, and I didn't really prepare for it. I just kind of wrote it, and I was like, this will work.
What did Little Wayne rap a lot with?
Drake.
Wayne and Drake.
Yeah.
Gotta be up there.
Is this all time like personal favorites or just like in general?
Whatever you think's the best, whatever your favorite, we're just listening to them. Debating a little bit, you know. Just having fun.
For me, Juice WRLD and Future. That was just like a nice
Juice WRLD and Future?
Yeah.
Juice WRLD and Future.
I wasn't expecting that.
World on Drugs. Good album.
Well, like Juice WRLD and like Trippy.
Juice WRLD, that's a phenomenal deal. It's hard because like Juice didn't have like Outkast, yeah.
Well, of course.
Because like he has such a limited catalog, it's just like there's a bunch of people you could say like he would have collabed with and been great with, but that's like with every artist that dies.
Right.
Whenever.
Yeah. That's fair.
And there's also artists like they just don't collab. But you're like, yo, that'd be a great duo.
Yeah.
I wonder who J. Cole. We're waiting.
We are waiting.
Black Friday, we're still waiting, bro.
That's got to happen. Evil Twins?
Yep, still waiting.
Yes, I'm still waiting. You got anybody else? Nick?
You got? It's only happened a couple times, but Offset and 21.
Ooh, I don't know.
Without Warning? That's the only reason I brought it up. Me and Griff were talking about it today. I thought that was kind of...
Didn't Will say that was like the best trap album ever?
I genuinely agree with for the most part. Yeah. Like
best trap album ever made.
I agree with that for the most part, honestly. Yeah, I think there's not a ton to try to contend with that, no lie.
Yeah.
You could put like DS2 or something like that up there too, but I don't know, Without Warning it was just that's just crazy, bro. It's crazy. All right.
I don't really got anyone, man. Like I just wasn't prepared for this one to like
I wrote it at the gym, like I said, I didn't have much preparation.
That was good. Like I'm gonna have to go with Drake and Rick Ross.
Drake Rick Ross. That's good.
Yeah. There's not many of those. I feel like. They have less than 10 songs. I want to say together, but like every time, it's just certified banger.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. That's fair. You do like, I think Cardi and Uzi. That's a good duo.
That's not my cup of tea.
You're eight.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's not my cup of tea, but
I know. Yeah, Cardi and Uzi. That's a good combo too. All right, rummage.
All right.
Time to rummage.
We killed the topic.
Killed the topic.
Hit the hat.
All right.
We got
a long one.
Oh, okay.
If you can't read it, let me know. My handwriting's bad.
Is it immoral to crash for a camping that makes it a
different?
Whoa.
Okay.
Alright, sorry, my handwriting is terrible.
Some bars.
Is it immoral to work for a company that makes an addictive substance?
Ooh.
It's a legally addictive substance.
All right, so I wrote this one, obviously.
Oh my god.
So the reason I brought it up is because, you know, I work for a company that, you know, makes a product that can be considered addictive. You know, slot machines can be addictive.
Okay, I was going to say, just say game.
Yeah, gambling can be addictive for sure. Is that immoral that I work for that company?
I have an interesting take on it.
Okay. Dude, I think your scenario is so different because, like, I was going to say yes, but then yours is not, like, it's indirectly immoral. You know,
okay, why is that?
Because you're not. I mean, gambling addiction is a real addiction.
Of course.
And it can really affect people's lives.
Sure.
However, it's not like you're giving them heroin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like they still have so many opportunities to stop before it affects their health. It affects their well-being because they start to use money they don't have. Bop, bop, bop. And then because of that, they don't have food. They don't have whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like it's indirect.
Sure.
It's not affecting the health directly.
So should we also treat the people that work for, like, Anheuser-Busch the same way?
Work for who?
Anheuser-Busch, the people
beer
that
companies.
Make, like, all the beer in the world, pretty much.
You say alcohol companies.
Same
in general.
Thing, though. Like, yeah, like, it's an indirect. Oh, my God, this is so tough.
So
but I look at it, like, if, in terms of, like, from a substance, like, yours is more of a, or gambling is more of a mental addiction rather than a physical one.
Yes. There's no, well, unless you physically shake if you don't get your fix of gambling for the day.
Yeah,
then.
But like a substance is different in terms of...
it's not physical. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's like mentally deteriorating your body when you smoke meth every fucking day.
Or drink alcohol to an extent.
I appreciate...
Yeah.
Okay, because you said that, I think I have a different opinion.
Okay.
Like, I realign my
thoughts. There's a different, it attacks a different part of you.
Oh, what do you say, like, it attacks
you have mental versus physical.
Okay, so, like, not, okay, feeding off of that, I gamble.
Sure.
I
have
a
good
lot,
time with it. I enjoy sports betting. I enjoy going to the casino.
Yeah.
I don't do slots, not my cup of tea, but, like, card games, whatever, roulette, I have fun. I look forward to it.
Right.
Why take that away from me? Because you can't control yourself.
Exactly.
Now.
That's a great point one.
Meth. There's just no positives.
unless you're actively in your meth high or whatever the fuck it's called. Like,
yeah.
But then like before, and you're like, you hate your life. You love your life, then you hate your life,
you hate your life. The next
yeah,
phase. You're
exactly.
just looking for it the whole time. And you're literally, you can't, well, you know. There are people that'll do it, you know, one-off time, and then they're like, all right, you know, that was a good time, you know, not gonna... They do it recreationally, but that's few and far in between. Yeah. That shit's, like, physically addictive.
Yeah, that's like, one time, you might be lost.
Yeah. Your body will literally, like, destroy itself in the process of you trying to get your next fix. Until you get your next fix, your body's, like, literally, like, or your mind's like, I need this now. Go get it. And I'm sure gambling can get to that extent as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was gonna bring up alcohol. Not everyone's addicted to alcohol.
Right.
They still like to drink it time to time. They have a good time. I'm drinking right now.
Yeah.
I can stop. I'm not itching for it. So it's like, why should I have to stop because you're an alcoholic?
Yeah.
And you can't control yourself. Now you You are a shitty person and beat people.
Whoa. Not all alcoholics beat people.
Here, let me add another layer if y'all want. Y'all ready for this next layer?
Another layer.
Is it immoral for people that work at, like, for example, like TikTok or something like that? Because they're hosting a place for videos that people will watch and, you know, could be addicted to the fact of them scrolling, right? Or looking for that next, you know, dopamine fix of like, oh, this is, I need a fresh video. They're hosting a place for people to upload videos like that. What do you think? Or same thing with YouTube. You could say that about YouTube. Or Netflix.
Yeah, anything.
Hell, you
like
say
that.
Anything like that.
I will say, I will say that I think it's like, that goes back into it's an indirect, an addiction is indirect. Like, I'm not addicted to it. You could be though.
Sure.
I enjoy it time to time. Like,
yeah.
You just say, like, hey, have you seen that TikTok I sent you? I was like, do I have any checked any TikTok videos today?
Right.
Like, I'll check it later. It's not my, like, I'm not tied to my phone like that. I think it'll be a good conversation about dopamine and how, like, nowadays we're overstimulated when it comes to dopamine. And
absolutely.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a great topic for another time.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it's, like, I wouldn't say it's shitty. Who let the dogs out?
Hey,
take him
outside.
But, yes, I don't think it's, like, bad. I don't think it's immoral to work with people. I remember back in college.
Sure.
I was looking to find a job that had to do with, like, finance or something.
Sure.
And I think it was, like, Advanced Financial.
Yeah.
Was hiring.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the loan people.
The loan people.
Yeah.
That charged you ridiculous rates, but it's like a payday loan.
Yeah.
The people that need this are people that can't afford, like, they need money now, and they're like, dude, screw it, if you don't charge me 300% interest rate, I don't care, but, like, I will get kicked out of my house if I don't pay rent right now.
Yeah.
It's an evil world we're living through. And yeah. I, like, sat and, like, I said, man, it will give me the work experience I have, because it is loans.
Right.
It is in the finance world. I can, like, put that on my resume. I think they're paying like $15 an hour, and like the average pay in that area was like 10. So it's like, I was like, yo, it's like nice paying too.
Sure.
Maybe like sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
And I asked myself the same question. Is this evil? Like, am I like a bad person for working for this company?
Right.
Ended up not working there.
Right.
I don't know where I ended up at that time, but yeah, and I feel like it's an indirect evil.
Yeah.
Like,
and at the same time, you gotta make money.
He's saying you gotta make money,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna do it regardless.
Yeah, somebody's gonna make a TikTok video and think that, and quit their job, make TikTok videos, or do whatever other platform they get on. They're gonna quit their job and do that under the assumption they're gonna make money.
I was more talking about the consumer of TikTok videos.
That's what I'm talking about. People are gonna make those videos. Someone's going to hop on TikTok tonight.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quit their job, hop on TikTok thinking they're going to get rich. But there's no promise you're going to get rich. I think that's the factor, is there's no promise. It's a hope, it's a thought, it's a possibility.
Sure.
But if someone's going to, like, do something like that on their own. Like,
we're on TikTok right now, follow us at
the.coop.boys, I think.
You can follow my gym TikTok, Monkeys at the Gym. At Monkeys at the Gym. At Monkeys at the Gym. Yeah, we go to the moon. To the moon. All right. Any final thoughts before we move on and go back to the hat?
I don't really think it is.
Hit the hat.
Well, no, you haven't given your opinion, right?
Well, I wrote the question, but I don't really know if I gave. I more so just layered y'all's arguments for the most part. You know.
Go for it.
I feel like you know. As somebody that quite literally works in an industry of, you know, something that could be very easily abused, or, you know, mess up somebody's life, you know, but it's not like we don't have stuff to help people with those problems. Hell, you could be addicted to watching TV, you know,
mm-hmm.
You could be addicted to driving your car.
Yeah.
It, obviously that's few and far between, compared to a gambling addiction or something like that. But, you know, it's, to an extent, they're going to consume some sort of outlet, whether it be, you know, drugs, or they're going to get fixed somehow. we all want something when it comes to joy, right? So whether that be, you know, drugs or, you know, sex, should we, are the people that work at the condom companies, are they immoral because they'd be making condoms?
That's what I think.
Because people can get addicted to sex.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm adding on another
layer. That was a ridiculous question. Let me tell you something, buddy. You can have sex without a condom, all right? Let me tell you something, all right?
So safe.
Guys, women alike,
uh-huh.
And them children, because there's probably some children working in them factories. Another topic we could have.
Uh-huh.
They're protecting us. They're already doing the deed. They're just making sure we're doing it safe. All right? If anything, those people are angels.
I mean, everything.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, everything can't be immoral. And when it comes to, like, companies, like, not every company has to have, like, a moral or immoral standpoint. They just kind of.
Lower the price, though.
Yeah, lower the fucking price, please.
A box of three at the gas station being $12? Ridiculous.
Why are they
ridiculous?
I went to a Kroger the other day, and they were in lockboxes. Like, I can't just go to self-checkout. And you should just kind of do my thing, get out of there. I feel like, go have some old lady.
All right, what part of town were you in this part of town?
I was in Smyrna, actually.
All right, now I don't know what to say.
Yeah, because like, they don't even locked up here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I go down here, they're locked up. I go to Smyrna. They're all, like, in lockbox. I got to talk to some old lady, and she's got to scan it on her little magnet thing and then ask me questions about my life decisions. You know, I'm not here for that conversation. Let me get my condoms and get out of here.
Is Smyrna the new
ghetto? Huh?
Is Smyrna the new ghetto?
Yes, I think
he went to Groger.
Groger.
But okay.
I don't necessarily think it is. I feel like we're going to get a fix of joy somewhere one way or another, depending on, you know, what kind of joy it is. That's another issue, you know. Yeah, hell, if there weren't slot machines, they'd be playing dice in the alley or something. I don't know. For example.
They still play dice in the alley.
Exactly.
Shout out the guy on TikTok that plays dice and steals people's money. You're a goat.
I don't know who the hell it is, but that sounds pretty cool.
I've never seen that video.
Anyway, go ahead and hit the bucket.
Hit the hat.
I feel like I've explained myself well enough.
Let's make it a juicy one. All right,
this is probably the last one.
Last one?
Of the evening.
All right.
Well, it depends how juicy it is.
We'll dig a little deeper.
A little juicier.
We got some juice. Some Joss.
Joss World.
Joss World. Shout out. All right. No.
You might need to read it, Nick.
You want to give me the fucking shit.
Right, I want to try to read it.
Oh, God.
I think it'd get pretty far.
It's going to be intentionally bad.
All right. Should you date a coworker at a job that is needed?
Wrong.
Deemed?
Deemed. There you go. Yep.
Your care?
Career.
Your career.
Yeah.
Should you date a coworker at a job that is deemed your career?
He just doesn't speak much English. That's what it is.
Damn, that's gotta be racist.
Yeah, it's gotta be racist.
Hey, somebody get the police on this guy.
All
right. Right now.
The question is, should you date a coworker at a job that is deemed your career?
Correct.
So, like,
no.
A job that you're saying that this is my career, this I'm gonna make my career at this, like, business, like, this company? Or as in, like, I started career?
You could. It's a high profile job enough that you can deem it a career, and you know that you're going to be there for at least a couple years because you're trying to establish yourself.
No, I don't think you should date coworkers in general, let alone at your career.
I've never dated a coworker. I didn't even ask with a coworker.
Yeah.
I flirted with them. Flirted a lot.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I never, like, none of that.
I just think it just brings a weird, like. Sometimes, like, if you're having an argument with your significant other about whoever didn't do the dishes, whatever, at home, whatever,
sure.
Right? Something small. And then you got to go to work and then have that same person, like, in your ear while you're at work, like, yeah, I'm trying to do my job, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're bringing it into work, it's just like, sometimes work is an escape from, like, what you're doing at home. Like, we don't have to be in the same place. I don't want you to be in the same place.
Okay.
That's just me.
So,
okay, do your thing.
So we got no.
Hell no.
What you got, one?
Respect to everyone that can make it happen.
Yeah, mad respect.
Like, I know Macy has, like, a coworker that his wife works in their office, and, like, she doesn't even work with the company. She just works from the office. She's, like, work from home type, but likes to go in their office. I didn't ask her the question. But going from, like, living together all the time, to working together all the time, you're literally together all the time, I don't know. Like, there's space for people that can make it happen. Yeah. I think I need my space.
Yeah.
As much as I enjoy flirting with coworkers. That sounds so bad, like HR probably won't call me. But it's like,
shout out your boss.
Shout out to my boss. Shout out Molly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, don't link it, I guess. I don't know.
Anyways, continue.
Anyway.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what this is.
I think it can be fun, but it also is just, you put yourself in a scenario in which if something goes sour, there goes like that job. Yeah. It's going to be the bigger person. Like, I can be the bigger person, but I have no idea how the other person's going to react. I could have cost her career.
Yeah.
Right. I could have cost the way people, like, the way my, like, coworkers perceive me.
Yeah.
That could be how the breakup was.
Yeah, like, I can be quiet about it. Let's say I did nothing wrong.
Sure.
But she's going, all this, blah, 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 you ain't shit, you suck, bop, 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 saying all these crazy things. And for her, it could be true. For me, it could be completely false. I don't speak on it because I'm not that type of person.
Sure.
I'm at work. I ain't going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's hearing this.
Yeah.
Now your perspective, the way you perceive me as a person is different, which is, in, like, until it's going to, like, change the way you view me as a coworker, the way you view me, like, let's say bosses view me for promotions. Because, like, part of the way you get promoted is, like, you have to be a good worker, but they also have to respect you as a person. And, like, all those other things, it could change so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not worth it for me. I think I need my space. I'm good on it. Like, I'm not dating no coworker.
Yeah.
Like, if you're my coworker, you can be super into me. You better quit. You better quit before you even, like, ask for my number.
Yeah.
Like,
that's fair. Nick, where are you at? What's your thoughts?
Okay. I work a little bit at a different job.
Yeah.
Let's say... I probably shouldn't say that. No. The answer's no. Not... If they directly work with you, no. That's a bad idea.
Hold on. You play with somebody in your office?
No. I never do that.
Is it a...
No.
Is it the one up front?
No.
You play with somebody in your office?
Hell, no.
I mean, you don't work with her directly.
No.
She's probably on a different team, cool, ain't she? She's cool. On a different team.
She's in a different office.
I'm going to get the police on this guy right now. He assumes.
Nah. What office?
No, I'm not. No, I was just more so going to play devil's advocate.
There you go.
But, no, it's probably not a good idea. And somebody within, like, your direct reach is probably not a good idea. But, you know, let's say you go to, like, a convention or something like that, and, you know, somebody's there from Cali or some shit. And, you know,
I'm not doing long distance. That's another.
That's a bad idea, regardless. But, yeah. What happens if you move out there anyway? For example, like, you got promoted or some shit. I mean,
like, within the same company?
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. This is all hypothetical. I'm just.
So you're saying, like, if I go to the convention with my company, I meet my other coworkers that meet, like, one of the different offices.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I moved to Cali. This girl that I found attractive at the convention, we, like, re-linked.
They're not on the same team. Y'all do, like, completely different things.
So it's like, let's say I'm in the accounting department. She had, like, what, marketing?
Sure.
Yeah, I think I can make that happen. Okay. We're on a different form of me. Like, we have our space. Like, we still have lunch together and whatnot. But, like, I don't have to have lunch with you every day. I can make excuses.
If you're not working at the Chili's, you know, and you're dating your coworker waitress that just got hired.
Exactly. I'm not dating the server that, like, hey, bro, come get your fucking food out the window.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to run your food either. Like, dude, that's another thing. Every restaurant I've worked at, there has been a couple. I don't know, like, your experience.
There was one in the kitchen at Chili's. They, like, both, like, they, like, worked. They both did prep. But they work on different sides of the line. But when they, like, did have to work next to each other, it was, like, terrible. Like, they were always arguing or something.
Well, my experience, they never argued. They always worked together. Now, both of them were servers. Like, both scenarios, like, back at OG and then back at the Lobster.
Sure.
Both servers. They would always work the same schedule. They worked together. They had the identical schedules. They had it perfect like that.
Yeah.
I always felt one of them in the relationship did most of the work. Like, one would run the food. Hey, can you go make these drinks for my table? Boom, they'll go do that. Hey, can you clean my tables? We're about to go. Like, you have to, like, check out whatever. Like, they would do all the heavy lifting. Interesting. And it like didn't matter because they would live together and like the money was all going to the same place or whatever. But every time I felt like one was doing more work, that's why I couldn't do it. So I'd be damned. I'd be damned. There's no way I couldn't do it, bro.
That's yep. funny. That's the point.
Hey, I just...
Damn, bro, you tipped damn helmet over there, bro. Fix that. Like, yeah. killing me.
But yeah, I think... I want to spill the tacos. I think it's... I think there's people that do it. Like, my mom and stepdad worked together at AutoZone back when they met. And then when we lived down in Florida... at an Office Depot or whatever, but they both work together. Then, like, I mean, they may at work, like, but like going back to you, it's like, shout out to you. I just
can't yeah,
do
yeah
for me personally, I just is not my.
Once
I
can do it, man, I applaud you. For real, yeah, right?
It's not easy.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine it'd be super easy.
Especially like a lot of times, like I noticed from like their work relationship, like they would work, they would have different people they liked, but like sometimes like my mom would like some guy, but my stepdad wouldn't like that guy. He's like, due to work related stuff, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just like have weird things, just cause like weird rifts. It's just kind of.
Yeah. I wouldn't personally do it.
Yeah.
That's my perspective.
Interesting perspective, though.
Yeah. Right. Like, there's like some of you, like, your like coworkers that you're friends with, like, she would have friends with, like, Barbara or whatever, and then, like, Tom would be like, yo, yeah, right? I don't like Barbara. Like, every time I talk to her, she's like demeaning this. But you get two different sides of it because they work in different departments. See what I'm saying? Like, if she's in accounting, she could be on his ass because he's spending too much money, but she's going to be nice to my mom. She does HR. She's going to be nicer to her because it's HR. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a good, like...
It's a different perspective to think about.
Kind of like back when I said, like, kind of, but, like, I could see that affecting, like, when I said, like, the way people perceive me.
Yeah, sure.
I can act a certain... like, I can have a certain demeanor. Well, I think... Both of you guys have seen me in like in a work scenario where I clock in differently. Like I talk here with you guys, hee hee ha ha, then when I'm working it's different.
Yeah, sure.
If you are friends with my wife, my girlfriend, whatever, you see me outside of work, I'm gonna act the way I act at home.
Yeah.
Now because you see me like that, yeah, I expect you to respect the way I work and treat me the same way we had our relationships at work before.
Yeah.
But now because you came to my home and saw my dog or something, you think we like you can talk to me like I'm not your boss right now or
right.
I'm not ahead of this department.
Yeah. There's different ways.
That yeah, like I can see like that would make me mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dude, no, like keep this professional, keep the home life fun. Like I'll take a shot with you as soon as we like clock out. But we at work right now.
Yeah.
Like we go work.
Yeah, like don't come over to my house for a cookout and start talking about so and so, or so like what's like some work stuff like.
Oh yeah, that's another thing.
Keep,
I would
keep
do.
It separate, but
yeah,
it kind of comes under the same
yeah.
topic.
Yeah,
you have
to figure
out the situation.
But I'm also the type of like when I clock out, I clock out.
Right. Yeah,
like, yeah.
I'm clocking.
Don't like that now.
well, you ain't got a clock anymore.
Yeah, I don't have a clock in to clock out no more, which is nice.
I don't clock in to clock out either. Yeah. Like I'm still technically hourly, but I don't.
it's just kind of like stuff.
Hour 40,
like,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think...
Good discussion.
Very good discussions. I think we had some good discussions today.
Yeah, we try to keep this one shorter for you guys, because
yeah.
I know we've been doing kind of a longer one.
Yeah.
Appreciate the listeners. Keep letting us know what y'all think we should talk about, what we can do
yeah,
better.
Drop some comments. We need
yeah.
some comments. Also, shout out to the listeners of episode 1 and 2.
Yeah.
We're getting
to... Three's on the way.
Yeah, three's on the way,
three.
Yeah.
Come out on Monday.
Comes
yep.
out this
Sunday.
Monday.
Yeah, do some final touches.
Shit, we'll be gone on... For the next one, won't we?
Yeah, I mean,
or
I can
at least on the drop day.
I can schedule.
Yeah, we'll be
gone though.
On the drop day.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Upload,
but
yeah,
yeah,
we can figure
it out. That's why we record like ahead of time.
We'll get some content though at Rolling Loud.
Yeah,
we'll get
yeah,
some content put on the.
Then we get
bringing mics, interviews.
Yeah, let's do some interviews.
I'll do some goofy stuff, of course.
If you're going to Rolling Loud, which is probably the people that are going with us, which is probably people
yeah.
listening, but be ready for some interviews. Yeah. We got
yeah no let us know of any debate topics y'all want to have
yeah
literally put them down there we will do them
yeah
no joke
like straight up
please
yeah.
do it
we have a hat we'll throw your idea in and throw in the hat
we'll get to it when we get to it
yeah
and if you're on Spotify write the review they ask you to write a review I haven't written our review yet but write the review
write the review all right
dang well cool boys
out peace
yeah.
out